Welcome to Beer Geek Radio. Today's going to be a fun day, ladies.
This is
going to
be a great one, I can tell.
It's either going to go really well or really bad.
I don't see it going really bad.
I don't either.
The only way it could go bad is that it's bad for you in post.
It wouldn't be the first time. So, before I go off too much on a tangent, I'm your host of the show. My name is Brad.
This is your co-host, Steven.
This is your other co-host, Chris.
And my name is Roxy.
And, well, yes, that is correct. You did hear a fourth voice.
And a female voice.
It is a female voice, and actually is the second time in BGR history, only the second time, that we have a female guest.
We're breaking barriers.
Yeah.
Coming up in the world.
Exactly. So we're here for some Stout Shakedown tournament action. We're in the semifinals, which means the competition just got much more tough.
Mm-hmm.
And you could argue that it's much more fun at this point. We've had all the beers in the tournament once already. So what we've got left, this could be a oatmeal stout showdown, would be Big Deluxe against Stagecoach Stout from Figaro Mountain, or if it's Russian Imperials, it's Yeti against Stone IRS.
Mm-hmm.
So all I heard in that whole thing was fun.
Yeah. Heavy hitters.
Oh, yeah.
So we do have a guest. You did hear her name is Roxy. Before we break to pour beer or to have beer poured for us, I want to give her a chance to say who she is, give you guys an idea of what her qualifications are, what she does for a living, and kind of why we picked her to be on the show. So take it away, Roxy.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, you guys. I first started getting into beer when I went to Italy 2 years ago, studied beer, wine, and spirits. Wine and spirits were pretty boring to me. fell in love with beer. Came back to the States, got a job as a bartender, and just got really nerdy with it. And now I have my dream job as a beverage director in Bread and Barley in Covina. So,
nice. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So tell us real quick about Bread and Barley. What kind of place is it?
We're a gastropub, gourmet food, craft beers, no crap on tap. We're not like...
I like that.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah,
Eureka uses it, but I'm pretty sure other places have said it before. But yeah, I'm in charge of the draft list. We have 21 rotating taps, several bottles that we keep in stock that we rotate as well. Yeah, it's pretty good. We're going to have Naughty Sauce on New Year's for those of you Naughty Ooh. Sauce lovers.
It's okay right there.
Yeah.
Still haven't.
It's funny because it's like, I don't want to say a coincidence, but on New Year's, I'm hosting a personal coffee beer tasting just because I've never been to one. So coffee all over the place on New Year's. So, well, we're ready to go. I know I'm ready. Are you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
My comfort level's pretty high.
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable. So we'll break for just a bit, and when we return, we'll have delicious stouts in our glasses and be pretty damn excited.
Yay!
I'm ready to go. We'll see you guys in just a second. Cheers. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my beerness.
It smells like beer in here.
It really does. It looks like beer in here, too. So we are back on the air, as we normally are with beer, and I really don't want to get too far into side commentary, so I'm just going to jam my nose in my glass, if that's okay with you gentlemen and ladies. I got to get used to that. Like I said, this is only the second time we've had a female guest on here. I like that. It's pretty cool. It kind of gives a different side of things.
Yeah.
It smells like it's big, sweet, and roast malt and just...
Cookie dough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like chocolate cookie chip
dough?
Cookie
now
dough.
I smell it.
Or shortbread.
Right. Yeah.
Or...
yeah.
Spot on.
Yep. It when you like have that chocolate chip cookie dough right before, because we all know we eat it off the spoon when we're mixing it up. We're not supposed to because they say eggs are in it, but I
sometimes
do anyway.
I prefer to eat the cookie dough, not make the cookies.
Well, they make ice cream with those little chunks in it too. So I mean, how bad can it be? You'd be willing to risk salmonella by doing that, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, I get salmonella.
And they
all
need
day.
Beer bong a beer right after it.
Yeah, there you go. That'll cleanse.
That'll kill any bacteria.
Do a Black Tuesday.
All right, so are we initially getting anything else off the flavors that we've yet to describe? And I don't mean to sound like I'm rushing you, but I'm rushing you because I want to drink it.
Yeah, no, I get nothing. Let's
you
taste.
Yeah, hopefully I taste more. All right, cheers.
All right, cheers.
Roasty.
Yeah,
very roasty.
Roasty, dark chocolate, a little bit of espresso, oatmeal sweetness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this beer would lead me to believe it's an oatmeal.
Yeah,
mouthfeel, the sweetness.
You're not fooling me a second time around.
No.
I think we all know what we're doing here now.
Well, Shakespeare's out, so we don't have that getting in our heads and messing with our minds this time.
God Dang, that is real.
Get a little
roasted.
Bit of umami from like the roasted grain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's so good. It's such a big, bold beer too. It's a little warming.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm loving right the body on this beer too.
I am too. It's silky smooth. Absolutely. Very, very smooth.
And it sticks with you.
Yeah, it lingers. Very lingering. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the flavor, it stays for a while. And it's welcome to do so.
God, that's so, I mean, there's not enough positive, you know, adjectives that I can give right. this beer. It's just that it's so good.
So we don't have to try the second one, right?
Well,
well, if you don't, I'm drinking yours. What else can be said about this beer before we move on? I mean, I know we're just quiet and drinking. It's almost like when you get your meal at the table, everyone yeah, just
that's,
shuts
that's
up.
That's a sign of a really good beer is when you just shut up and drink it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure
you don't
want
to talk about anything.
Is enjoying this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where's the campfire? You know, not even a campfire. Maybe just like a house fire.
We could always, yeah.
not a house fire. Like, you know, in a chimney.
How
fireplace
insensitive.
This, you... smells like, this smells like the foothills from 2004.
Oh, yeah. When pretty much all those mountains up there were on fire.
Such a great smell.
It's interesting that Roxy brought up the umami taste character, though, because I don't think we've gone over that on the show before. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
So, like, roasted grain is in, like, soy sauce, and soy sauce is, like, associated with, like, umami and, like, the very, like, savory taste, and which is why, like, a lot of oatmeal stouts taste like mm-hmm. soy sauce or umami. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I get that a lot in this beer.
Yeah, it's one of the there's sweet, there's bitter, there's salty. Mm-hmm. Umami is one that kind of describes savory. Mm-hmm. Right. So when you're drinking like roasted grains, like she said, or meats, mm-hmm. you know, when you have that like a very complex meal that's layered with vegetables and other stuff, but there's that savory meat in there that you mm-hmm. need that kind of rounds the whole thing out. It's one of the taste objectifiers, if you will. Mm-hmm. And one thing to note too, though, about your palate, we're right now it's what time was it? About 1-ish?
Yeah, 1:30.
Your palate is actually more active in the early morning. So, like, if you drink beer or you eat food in the morning, it actually is more accurate and you get more out of it. I don't think the difference is really significant. So, yeah. Most people wouldn't even notice a difference, but that is true. Scientists have found. Mm-hmm. So, you learn something other than just that we drink a lot of beer.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, it's good for us to expound on things sometimes because we take it for granted a lot of times that people just know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, maybe they don't.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of times, too, and one thing I've also found from talking to people that are listeners, a lot of the times we like drink beers that we might think are common,
right.
Or even go to bottle shops or beer bars that we think are common, and I can't tell you how many times I've been surprised by listeners saying, oh, yeah, I've never had Bourbon County, or where's that from, or oh, wait, Eclipse, I've never even heard of that. And your first reaction is to go, what? Seriously? But, yeah, I mean, there's just people that aren't yet as far down the rabbit hole as we are. Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Smell on B.
Get it.
Talk about overwhelming a smell, man. When we first went on, right before we went on the air, I smelled both, and I got lovely smells out of both beers. But now that we've tried A, I'm not getting a lot of smell off B.
I don't get hardly anything. I feel like I have to, like,
try this palate cleanse thing.
Yeah. Get some water.
What is that? Okay. Yeah, I get a little bit more.
A subtle sweetness.
Yeah, it's very much or very more subtle than the first one.
I don't really get any roast.
It's like I get like a sweet oatmeal mm-hmm. kind of smell, smoothness. But I think everything is going to be subdued when compared to A.
Yeah. Sure.
So I think really I don't want to judge it more harsh because of that. Mm. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to give it some time. Not much, though.
Now, I did what Brad did last time when we had that problem with the oxidation on one of the beers, and I kind of swirled it around in my glass, and that really opened it up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that too much.
Getting a lot more roast, a lot more. There's a pronounced sweetness in there. It's almost like a cream that's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the aromatics that you're going to get in a beer are from the head itself. Right. I mean, that's a lot of the times, like, when a beer has, that's one of the reasons why when people are taught to pour beer, they want to leave at least a nominal head on the top so you can get some of the aromatics, because that's just basically the gas escaping from the beer, and it's also bringing with it a lot of the aromatics. So,
As I swirl it around, I'm getting a lot more of a creamy sweetness.
Yeah, this is going to sound pretty derogatory, but head on a beer is not a bad thing. So. Not always, unless there's just way too much. then that's just a brewing flaw.
I just did what Brad does often and inhaled a little bit of beer.
Just snort it.
I did that. Actually.
Not a lot, but
I dipped my nose in A. In fact, I thought you caught me because you looked up. I'm like, oh, I wish you saw it.
All right, better now.
Yeah, taste.
See if we can get more on the taste. Than the nose.
Once again, cheers.
Cheers.
Nice.
Really
very sweet.
Creamy. Flavors are subtle. I'd have to. Well, compared to A,
yeah.
I'd have to say.
Yeah, I think it's because it's compared to A. Yeah.
If we flipped it and B was A, I'm sure it wouldn't be as subtle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of flavor there. Mm-hmm. It just
yeah, oh yeah. I'm gonna take like before I really want to. I'm gonna reserve my judgment for a time until I've had like 2 to 3 sips of it, because mm-hmm. then my palate's adjusted and mm-hmm. I'm gonna get more of the intended flavors. Because yeah, my initial sip, I was like, yeah, I'm not getting much. Mm-hmm. Same like the smell, but
right. Yeah.
So I'm gonna give it a little bit of time and I'm gonna have a couple sips.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait a while though before I go back to A. Yeah, because I mean. If this is the oatmeal round, which I think it's safe to say, I'm not gonna patronize the audience. I think it's the oatmeal round.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair adjustment. I mean,
we're all in agreement there.
Yeah. If in that round, Figaro Mountain Stagecoach Stout is less than half of the ABV of Big Deluxe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't want to. I mean, so often we say like, oh, this beer will overwhelm that beer, and a lot of times beers get judged on that. These beers are both such solid contenders that I do want to give B a chance, even though it is lower alcohol. Mm-hmm. So I think that I want to compensate for it by having a few more sips of it before I go back to A. I just want to explain to everybody why I'm doing that. Because normally I'm like, I don't care. I'll just go back and forth. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Because now B is getting better.
I'm getting more coffee out of it.
Yeah, I'm getting some nice roasted malts, some like that oatmeal sweetness that we got on the smell. Mm-hmm. Very good. Smooth mouthfeel, nice body. Obviously, the body's not going to be anywhere near as much as A, but mm-hmm. I mean,
that's fine.
there are people that might argue that A's body is way too much for the style.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe
I wouldn't be one of those people.
I mean, B's got a tremendous mouthfeel for being a smaller beer, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If this is if it's what we think they are, and I think we're all in agreement right now.
I think we are, yeah. What are you thinking so far, Roxy? How are you liking either of these beers? What are you getting?
The second one, B, is going to be like more sessionable, I think. The body is going to be a medium.
Mm-hmm.
Carbonation could be a little bit more with the style, I think. But A is my favorite by far, just because I like big beers like mm-hmm. in my face.
Oh, B's kind of lingering with me
because
I haven't gone back to A in a while, and I'm just kind of letting it sit on the palate. It has a nice, really lingering effect to it.
It's a very solid beer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if this is what we think it is, I mean, it knocked out one of my all-time favorite oatmeal stouts, and not even just one of my favorite oatmeal stouts. Velvet Merlin is one of my favorite beers, period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can drink it all the time. I mean, it might have the McDonald's breakfast effect on you that if I could get it all the time, I wouldn't like it as much as I do, but we'll never know until maybe they release it year-round.
Mm-hmm.
But Velvet Merlin is solid, so this beer eliminated that. Well, so it's a very solid beer.
What I like about B is it isn't heavy. It doesn't sit heavy at all.
Right.
So I could see if I drank A all by myself or even just shared it with one person, you know, later I might be leaning back in my chair like, ooh, I don't need to eat anything. No, but B, I mean, this is something I feel you could just drink and drink and drink, you know?
Yeah,
all day.
Definitely.
Like you said, sessionable.
Yeah,
absolutely. It has a good amount of flavor for a sessionable beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the more and more I drink, I haven't gone back to A at all. I'm just drinking B, and it's picking up flavor like
nobody's business.
Yeah, it really is.
No, it is.
I'm starting to get some like semi-sweet dark chocolate coming through, and some of the word of the day umami characters coming through as well.
It's funny, once you say something and you taste it, and you're like, damn it, now I can't like stop tasting that.
Yep. Yep. I'm getting the traditional completely. I mean, this is a... They nailed the oatmeal stout on this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a perfect example.
Perfect.
Low ABV, sessionable, very solid. It's just going to be, ultimately, I think for me personally, it's going to be, can this beer stand up to A?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And am I going to be able to get enough out of it after going back to A to say, yep, definitively, this could be a winner.
Right.
So this is why, going into this episode, ladies and gentlemen, I told my guys here, I was like, you know what? It's going to be a tough episode.
It is.
Yeah.
One of the tougher episodes, because I want to give the B a fair shake.
Yeah.
And you know, for me, if you guys really listen to these episodes, a big thing with me is astringency on beer. And it really puts me off on beer if it's too hot. Mm-hmm. And if I sit here and keep drinking B and go back to A, I don't know if I'm going to start getting the heat off of A that's going to put me off of it that I didn't get before I was drinking B. So that could be another pitfall here.
Yeah, and listening to some of these episodes too, I've heard the word astringency thrown around a couple times, and I'm not getting any astringency right now at all.
No, when we first tried it, I didn't at all. But
no,
I'm thinking,
I think there was one or two beers we've had in the tournament so far where astringency was a factor. There was also one where oxidation was a factor too.
And it was barely a factor. It was a factor for me in the Raspy against Yeti for the astringency on Raspy. But it was so minimal. Like it was my last ditch, like having to pick between the two beers. They were so close in my mind. I had to find something wrong with one of them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You definitely were going to, it was bound to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, really when you have two beers that are that solid, like especially with these, I'm going to end up having to judge a beer based on what it's done wrong rather than what it's done right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, these beers are both delicious.
Oh, yeah. And every beer we have left in this tournament, I think, is pretty world class. All right. Has anyone actually tried to jump back to A yet?
Not yet.
On the smell, I have. I haven't tasted it again yet. But the smell, yeah. I mean, it's after having...
Something puts a smile on my face. Like, after having, not alone.
After having drank most of the beer in my B glass, it's even more apparent when I go back to just the nose on A that it's just so much bigger.
Mm-hmm. I think ultimately we might end up getting some flack for this, but you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah, well, this wouldn't be the first time. We've gotten flack for almost every tournament we've done.
Right.
And every polarizing style, whether it be IPAs or barrel-aged stouts, we've gotten flack. So I don't think this is going to be... I would almost expect it. It's already happened already, coincidentally, with the same beer.
So, true.
I almost expect it.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, people are talking about it.
I'm speechless. Because it's everything that B is, but on hyperdrive, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Mike, I'm going to ultimately... What's going to... Is it on too much hyperdrive?
For the style,
not a good question for me because there's never too much hyperdrive.
I mean, it's a solid question for the style because oatmeal stouts are known as sessionable, soft drinking beers.
Yeah,
but it's just so tasty.
it's so odd though because this is kind of a mix of both a Russian Imperial and an oatmeal. It has the characteristics of both beers.
Right.
I see where you're going with that.
I'm starting to get more alcohol in the flavor too now as I go back to it.
Some people, that's a bad thing, but not for me.
But then you also have to think in the light that one of these beers is going to be facing a Russian Imperial Stout in the finals too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if beer B can't hold up to beer A now, how is it going to hold up to a Russian Imperial as well?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I totally get where you're going, but for me, I'm not judging a beer. I don't want to pick a beer that I think is going to do better against those. Because quite honestly, I've had plenty of Russian Imperials that are 12, 13% that I would rather drink beer B that I've got now over those every day. And as we've talked about off the air, Chris, alcohol isn't everything.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
It's not everything.
Definitely not.
So, I mean, there's beers that I say I love, and people are like, really? Why? And I'm like, I just love it. Mm-hmm. You know, it hits the spot for me. You know, and that's... The unfortunate part is both these beers are doing that for me right now.
But that doesn't come into play with beer A at all for me. It's just, even with the high alcohol content, it's smooth as silk.
Yes.
And it's just pleasant to drink, with the 12% ABV.
Right.
Beers are great for different reasons.
Yeah. It's not unpleasant. I just took a pretty sizable swig of it and I was thinking, okay, I'm going to get like a burn. Mm. Nope. No. Nope. Went down nice.
Too nice. The beer will get you in trouble.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I posed to you guys this question then. So it sounded like Roxy was convinced. Do you guys have a winner yet?
I'm pretty
well
convinced.
I'm going to my cards right now. I'm selecting.
Well, no rush. Actually, yeah, kind of a rush. All right. Well, I'm going to start looking through my cards really quick.
Well, you only have two of them.
I'm sliding mine out onto the table.
I'm just trying to hesitate or hold off so I...
I don't think we're going to have to bust out that tiebreaker yet.
We haven't yet.
Yeah. It's kind of looking forward to it.
No, we do not.
That next round, maybe, though.
Oh. A.
And B.
Well, we do have a majority decision. Beer A is the winner.
Wow.
So with the votes tallied up, somebody did vote for B, so I'm happy to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are we ready to see the reveal? I don't think it's going to be a surprise, but I always like this part.
Yeah. That's exactly kind of what we thought.
Yep. A is Rituals Big Deluxe, and B is Figaro Mountain Stagecoach Stout. So Rituals Big Deluxe is moving on to the finals. So my question is, which one of you voted for B? My guess is Chris.
No, I voted for A.
Really? So it was you.
I voted for A.
Did someone put in the wrong card by accident? Brad?
I think I did.
I thought it was me for a second.
I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, no, I was like, who voted for B? I was so, like, it wasn't me.
It was unanimous.
It was supposed to be unanimous.
Yeah.
So unanimous. So
B for Brad.
Yeah, really. So Rituals Big Deluxe is going to the finals. This is going to be one hell of a matchup. I can't say enough good things, though, about the Figaro Mountain Stagecoach Stout Oatmeal Stout. It's good.
It's solid.
For a beer that not a whole lot of people have heard about yet, we've mentioned this before, gold medal winner at GABF for a reason.
Yeah, and people are like, okay, yeah, that's all well and good, but like Pabst Blue Ribbon or no, right. Natural Ice wins for cream ale. So, yeah. I mean, you know what? There is something to the voting of those beers. These are people that don't really have a stake in it and just they vote for beer all day.
Right.
So, I mean, good for them. I mean, Figaro Mountain Stagecoach Stout really held up its own. I mean, it was an awesome beer. I'm going to start buying it when I start seeing it. It's really good. Mm-hmm. But Ritual Big Deluxe, man, another local beer going to the finals.
Ritual Big Deluxe is in another league. And, I mean, we've touched on it. It's a bigger beer. It's an Imperial Oatmeal Stout.
It shoots you in the face with flavor, that's for sure.
But it is, according to the brewer, an oatmeal stout. So we do have it in the right category.
Right. So, well, I'm looking forward to that. That means on Thursday we have Russian Imperials, and Rituals Big Deluxe is going to meet either Stone IRS or Great Divide Yeti.
Coming down to the wire.
And I'm stoked. So I want to also thank Roxy again for being here. It's a pleasure drinking beer with you. And once again, take it away. You get a one last mic opportunity to plug your restaurant.
So thanks for having me, you guys. Come visit Bread and Barley in Covina. We'd love to have you. New Year's Eve beer dinner is going to be in full effect. We have 2 time slots available for dinner, $75 a person. Our chef, Peter, is going to be working on me with that. But yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
And you guys are in West Covina, you said?
We're in Covina.
Okay,
yeah.
Covina.
Are you off the 10?
We're off the 10, which is happening.
Nice. Well, you guys know where Bread and Barley is. Check them out. They've got a great tap list. I've seen it myself. I'm very impressed. And thanks for the Stout Shakedown and Beer Geek Radio. I'm your host. My name is Brad.
And this is Steven.
This is Chris.
And we'll see you guys on Thursday with Russian Imperials. Cheers.